Hello and welcome to New Trade Media's Shortcast series. My name is Chris Dillon, Head of Insight here at New Trade Media, and today we're joined by two industry experts from Britvic. We're with Rena, Senior Category Manager, Convenience, and Jacqueline, who is the Purdy's Brand Manager. Today, we're going to be discussing the changes that are occurring in the energy drinks market, how Purdy's is tapping into the trends, and what convenience retailers can do to ensure their range is evolving with changing shopper demand, thereby increasing their sales and profits. So, Rena, how would you say the energy market is changing for convenience retailers?
So, Chris, I think the important thing to kind of highlight is there is quite a difference between the energy need and the market. So the need state of energy is really broad. So I want a lift, I want a hit, I want a pick me up, I want something for my mind or my body, and it can really be varied and broad. And what we know is energy is one of the fastest growing reasons to choose a soft drink. So that's really key. But currently, we know that the stimulants, which you'd kind of recognise with brands like, Red Bull, Monster, Rockstar, etc., is a huge category and one of the leading ones in convenience. And that is meeting and fulfilling that energy need, but more so in the space of I need a hit and I need something to kind of drive performance and better performance now. But what we know is that stimulants have a narrow audience, about 1 in 10 buy stimulants. And those are quite loyal shoppers who frequently do so. But that actually highlights the fact that there's 90% of the population who don't. And the key reasons they give us are contain too much sugar, too much artificial ingredients, and contain too much caffeine. So that's artificial as well. So these kind of, what I'd say, hard energy rejectors are really important to think about the future of how the energy market is changing and how we can actually tackle and tap into them, because they're looking for more healthier, more natural alternatives in the form of a functional wellness drink. And what we know is that since the pandemic, I'm sure a lot of us have been on the laptop, tired, needing energy, wanting a bit of a hit, and actually 1 in 5 of us have begun to take vitamins since the start of the first lockdown. 47% of us agree that we want more foods to support our immune system. So all of this is kind of tapping into the fact that people want a functional benefit to actually help them provide that energy. And it's not just a kind of a consumer need, it's also from a retailer perspective really important, because these drinks, we can charge twice the average price per litre than an average soft drink, so they can make you money. And especially as we've seen some of your listeners' stores like the Symbols and Indies, single serve drinks been really hit by the pandemic, because we know that on-the-go footfall has been down. It's a really lucrative way to drive back shoppers into the energy market. And Purdy's is one of the original vitality drinks, so giving consumers that natural energy lift. And we believe that really, if you're hearing beacon brands like Purdy's, which have invested in packaging, innovation and kind of spend, it's going to help target those convenience shoppers to a broader energy need.
That's really interesting. And is that a growing number of shoppers then as well? Your sort of stats are around the size of the prize. Is this a growing area then as well?
So because the majority of this category has fallen in is in single serve drinks at the moment, last year it did suffer, but from a longer term trajectory, yes, it is a growing area. And pre-pandemic, it was something which was gaining momentum. But what we've seen is during the pandemic, retailers have rationalised ranges, they've kind of prioritised things like toilet roll and kind of grocery goods. And this area where there is still a need has been kind of hit. But what we have seen is in the take-home formats for flavour, for functional wellness, there has been some growth, but the availability is just not there. And I think that's something that convenience retailers need to kind of address, because they haven't got those products in mass availability to actually tap into that opportunity to drive growth.
And do we still believe that take-home will play a significant role in this particular segment of the market in future?
I think in a future it will, because as more of us are working from home, our lives are becoming a bit more fragmented in terms of how we are kind of living. Having energy not just on the go but at home is going to be just as important, and therefore that provides and opens up the opportunity of formats and having more take-home offering.
Yes, completely agree with the point around everyone needing a bit more energy at the moment. I don't know when socializing got so exhausting, but or whether I'm just out of practice, but yeah, certainly could do with more energy on the go. Fantastic. So Jacqueline, just to turn into you here then, just wondering if you were able to talk a little bit about how wellness is changing and how the understanding of wellness is evolving.
Sure. So When we talk about wellness, essentially we're talking more about this proactive approach to health. That I think it's been a real shift in society as people are now on the front foot trying to look after their well-being rather than that more reactive place they were in the past. And we're seeing that on like a macro scale, but also now following through into soft drinks. So we're seeing that people are more than ever looking for benefits above and beyond their standard diet. So things like boosting their energy levels, even maintaining a healthy heart and supporting their brain function. People want these benefits. And it's no surprise really that this category is growing in popularity because it's helping people get these things in their diets in an easy way and adding that goodness into their body. So when it comes to the functional wellness category, essentially it's any drink that gives you that added benefit and it cools it out and pack. So think natural energy drinks such as Pearly's, immunity benefits, so calling out things like vitamin C. Even things like gut health now are actually really rising through. So things like kefir and kombucha, and really any drinks that are talking about added vitamins and even rehydration. And about 31% of people now are actually open to having these premium functional soft drinks, which is actually really interesting. And the category is worth about 240 million currently. And as Rena said, what makes it exciting is that because of these added benefits, consumers are willing to pay more. And therefore it's currently about double the price pence per litre of a normal soft drink. And that's essentially why we as a business have got a huge focus on it. We see the opportunity and we want to raise that awareness and highlight the potential, basically.
Fantastic. And so if you don't mind just going into a bit more detail around what Pearly's is doing to tap into this.
Yes, absolutely. So Pearly's is the original natural energy drink. So you may or may not know, it's a sparkling blend of fruit juices, botanicals and energizing B vitamins. So giving you that energizing lift. So what makes us unique as a brand, I guess, is that we are delivering on three key needs. So energy. Energy is one of the fastest growing reasons to choose a soft drink. Then you've got taste. So we know we have a really great taste, and that is the most important thing when it comes to soft drinks. And it's not something that wellness drinks are necessarily known for. So it also really helps in that sense. And then finally, obviously, we have the natural credentials, which is obviously really important for consumers now. And I think what also is really helping us is that we have that broad appeal and we continue to widen our appeal because that's where we see the growth coming from. It's making wellness accessible to more people because people are now more than ever open to it. People who hadn't even thought about it before are now like, oh, maybe I should be doing some more things to help myself. So it's our ambition to make this more accessible. And what we're doing is we've got brand new packaging. So really dialing up our benefits and helping us stand out on shelf and just, again, helping that consumer find us and understand. We've also got some new products. So we've got two new blends, which are all around targeting different types of times of day when you need a different pick-me-up. So the first one we've got is a dark berry blend called Refocus. So think when you're knee-deep in work, you just need something to help you focus a little bit stronger. You've got our Refocus blend, which has got some added natural caffeine and guarana and added B vitamins, of course. And then we've got our Replenish blend, which is all about restoring your natural balance. So think more when you're kind of quite a stressful day, you want to just take a pause and refresh with our raspberry and rose blend, which is actually delicious. And it's slightly lower calories. So it's about 50 calories in the bottle. We've also actually, to your point earlier, we've also launched a 4-pack can. So 250 ml × 4, again, to tap into that growing at home consumption need for people who are wanting that functional benefit at home. So that's really, really exciting. And obviously with any brand and also any emerging segment, it's important that we're investing. So we've got a really exciting plan this year. So we know our consumers are on social, on digital. We've got our highest ever digital spend. So we're targeting our audience, which are 25 to 44 year olds that are looking for that pick me up. And obviously more than ever now, especially in the convenience channel, as the lockdown restrictions ease, people are out and about looking for those drinks to give them that pick-me-up, but also those added benefits to keep them on the form, basically, and deal with life as it comes back online.
So there's a lot of things going on then. There's clearly a huge consumer need or desire for it. Clearly a huge amount of investment from Pearly's as a brand, both in new products and its sort of existing stable. We've seen clearly in the last year that shoppers are using convenience stores in increased numbers and are relying on our sort of local retailers for a wider range of shopping needs. So how can convenience stores really get this area right? How can they really capitalize on all this traction?
in terms of like the size of the opportunity, it's, you know, conservatively, I most probably say that the functional wellness drinks currently are worth about £240 million, and that's about 2.7% of soft drinks. And we've alluded to the fact that it's, people are willing to pay more for these drinks. We did know pre-COVID that over a quarter of functional wellness drinks were sold in convenience stores, but that has tumbled back to 16% because of on-the-go shopping behaviour and habits. So there's a real headroom to actually drive momentum in this area. And especially in the fact that, you know, only 10% of take-home shoppers are buying a functional wellness drink and 26% of on-the-go shoppers are buying a functional wellness drink. So there's clearly room through better kind of visibility, availability and education around these propositions for convenience stores to tap into that.
So what is it that retailers need to do to get their fair share?
Yeah, so in terms of kind of helping support retailers in terms of, I guess, category advice, in terms of merchandising and where they should kind of put brands like Purdy's, I guess, is the important thing is when you go to a convenience outlet, the staff, the shopkeepers and the consumers are all really aware of categories like cola, water, a juice drink. You know, it's very Bobby basic. It's obvious. We know what they are. But what we have found is that 46% of shoppers agree that the number of new products makes it in coming in through in health makes it really confusing. So actually, we need to demystify that confusion and retailers really need to play a part in demystifying that confusion. Functional wellness is currently under trading in the symbols and indies area naturally because it is more indisciplined, and also multiple forecourts, surprisingly, which you'd think would be kind of an area which actually is kind of spearheading, where we're seeing more managed kind of convenience multiples over trading. So in order for those retailers to really capitalize on this opportunity, it's about getting those products and putting them together where they actually provide a benefit. So the best way of advice I'd give is, you know, stand in front of your fixture, look on pack, say, does it actually provide a benefit? And if it's jumping out as a benefit, whether that be, you know, kombucha, vitamins, guarana, you know, all these kind of things that this product kind of looks and feels and actually is stating that it has a benefit for the mind or for the body, then this is most probably something that deserves to be in a functional wellness area. And bringing these SKUs together and putting them in the healthier part of the fixture. So we know that, as to my point earlier, hard energy rejecters are not going to be looking in stimulants for these products. They're going to be looking outside. So looking at how we put functional wellness products in, you know, close to kind of enhanced waters, juices, smoothies, things that people actually think of a bit more healthier than the average soft drink are going to be key to fixturize. And the research has shown that, you know, to get the best out of that fixturization, grouping the products together by claim benefits. If you are a retailer that's got quite a few of those products and thinking, okay, how can I group the gut health products together, whether that be kefir or kombucha? How can I put together the vitamin products, vitality products, rehydration products, whether that be body or relaxation products? I think about those different benefits and within that space, how you can group it together. And stock those large beacon brands that clearly communicate those benefits to consumers. So in the kind of instance of kind of vitamins or vitality energy based drinks, you know, Purdy should be a beacon brand for natural energy alongside Innocent Super Smoothies and Fit Hit, especially after it's kind of invested in its packaging to drive that awareness. And I think if retailers really want to go a step further and you know, the demographic around them is more kind of, I'd say, health conscious, you know, the range that they've got in their total store is a bit more kind of led towards, you know, whether it's, you know, towards a health end, then I would say for those retailers to think about it a step further. Don't just stop at the merchandising. You can merchandise it together and by the different types of needs, but think actually, how do I create a health zone in my store? How can I really differentiate myself apart from my competitors? And, you know, cross-category kind of link up. So think about healthy bars, you know, fruits, different things that are in your store that you could actually start creating bundles, because as we know, people are going to be, the central business district is kind of changing, you know, the working from home lifestyles are changing and people will be popping to their convenience stores looking for differentiated offers, and standing out is going to be really key, and that's one way to do that.
Fantastic. That's a lovely idea as well around the health zone. I think that, whether that's just one shelf or a fixture, I think that is something that many retailers should be looking at. So if retailers do want to find out more about what Purdy's are up to, do you have any resources available or where should they go to next?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously our website, also our social media channels is a really way of checking in what's happening, and also obviously visiting their local wholesaler to purchase Purdy's.
Thanks, Jacqueline. Yes, certainly an opportunity worth looking into for any retailer who is looking to make their energy drink range fit for the future. Rena, Jacqueline, thank you so much for your time today. Really interesting to learn more about this rapidly growing opportunity.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you'd like to learn more about how you can grow your energy drink sales, you can of course contact the brand directly or get in touch with me at chris.dillon@newtrade.co.uk to be put in touch with the Purdy's team. Until next time, bye for now.